The infamous prison for women in Kingston, Ontario, commonly known as P4W, was finally closed in 2001. Many activists across the country had been calling for the closure of this archaic and nightmarish prison for decades. Much of this was in an effort to improve the lives of women in prison and to try and address their needs in more community settings. But women's lives in jail have, on the whole, not improved, and recent actions continue to make the majority of these women's lives far worse. After P4W closed, women were moved to 5 regional prisons across the country, with the exception of women deemed maximum security. They continue to be in small, isolated units of men's prisons. The conditions in these units are so unbearable that women were forced to take their case to the Canadian Human Rights Commission. In British Columbia, many women behind bars will soon see their situation worsen. This is if the Burnaby Correctional Centre for Women closes. The Burnaby Correctional Centre for Women is the only women's prison in BC. It is slated to close in 2004 due to provincial Liberal government cuts. Today we're going to be speaking with longtime prison activist Phyllis Iverson. She'll be telling us more about what is happening with women's imprisonment across Canada, including the situation of women inside men's prisons. Phyllis works with Joint Effort, which is an abolitionist women in prison support group. Joint Effort visits women in BCCW, the Burnaby Correctional Centre for Women, each week and organizes workshops and events of interest to the women inside. This group of women also organizes outside educational events and works to raise awareness of the impact of prison on the lives of women.